Hey, Rodney.
Hi, Mr. Jones. Rodney from Family First. How you doing?
Yes, how you doing? I'm well.
Glad to hear that. Mr. Jones, I was just calling you very briefly because regarding Donna, she's in the hospital, right?
That is correct.
Ever since when was she in the hospital?
Okay, so she was here on Monday, and she started not feeling too good, and she finished out her day, went home at 4. And then she wasn't feeling too good, and then she ended up calling her doctor, and they told her to go to the hospital for with her, something to do with her heart. So now she's still down there, and she might be getting released today.
Today will be released today, right? Okay. So she was basically there from Tuesday, right?
She wasn't here on Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday. Okay, so advise her because I mean she was attempting to clock in and clock out all the way she was since she was there in the hospital Tuesday, Wednesday, and today. So advise her that she cannot clock in and clock out from there. That's Medicaid fraud, that she's in the hospital and not actually working.
That's correct.
And the thing is that just to validate, I mean, we were trying to assist her because there's a thing going on with the attendance that she, at, I mean, this is a job, and at least the minimum requirements for her to do the job is to mark her attendance to clock in and clock out. She was using her own phone all alone to do that. It was somehow in the system. I don't know why, but she's not allowed to do that anymore. So the thing is that I spoke with our administrator to try to assist you guys. So you will be receiving an FOB. That's a device that uses I mean, where she can use her own phone, setting the code that the device tells her. You know, that's very easy. It's just the way that she used to clock in, but just adding a code just to verify that the services are being provided to you. And keep everything under compliance because we want no trouble as we see that just providing services as usual. So yeah, and she told me that she was downloading the mobile app and she had trouble. She said she was too old to do that. Like, she had trouble using technology. It's fine. So we're sending like a easier way for her to clock in up to your house, okay? Mr.
Okay,
Jones?
that'll be fine. We receive that. I mean, she had trouble. She was telling me about it. Or regardless, she was in Monday, and she went to the hospital Monday night. So she's not receiving any pay Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. So
It's
she won't be
okay.
clocking
It's
in.
exactly. Just give her the heads up. I'm gonna give her a call as well to check up on her because I gotta worry about her. Also, just advise her because I mean, as she didn't clock in and clock out on Monday correctly as she was supposed to, she will have to send me a timesheet for her attendance. So I know that she will request your signature on it. So just a heads up for you when she gives you the timesheet. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so the address hasn't changed, right? The 357 East Park Avenue, apartment L, right?
Okay, yeah, that's correct.
And you haven't been in the hospital, like in the ER or being admitted, right?
Yeah, so I wanted to mention to you also, my next door neighbor is a friend of mine, so she'll be there on call anytime I need, and we're friends, so she comes over and checks on me. So I know she didn't clock in on Tuesday, my sister. So I have assistance, and she was going to call you and fill out paperwork or whatever she needs to do online to be an assistant. Is that possible?
Yeah, we can actually totally on board her as a caregiver. It's fine. Do you have her number by any chance?
Actually, she's right here if you want to talk to her.
Sure. So we can have it speed up. That's fine.
Okay, here she is.
All right.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, ma'am. It's Rodney from Family First. I'm very good. How about yourself, ma'am? Glad to hear that. Ma'am, Mr. Jones, I was speaking with Mr. Jones. He told me that he's interested in you working for him, taking the position. Is that right?
Right, when Donna's not available.
Got it. That's a backup. Okay. Also, I wanted to follow up to fill out your application. So mostly, can you please provide me your name and your name, last name, and phone number?
Christina Jans, JAN as in Nancy, S as in Sam. My phone number is 215-208-5694.
Okay, 215-208-5694. And you say it's Christina, like CH, right?
Correct.
Say Jans, like JAHNS. I'm wrong, right?
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah.
JAN as in Nancy, S as in Sam.
Without an H in between, JANS. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Do you have any, keep, please for me, an email address, please?
Christina M. Jans at gmail.com.
Okay. So I'm in process. And do you have a vehicle? That's like the last part of the questionnaire here.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have a vehicle? I mean, it's not going to be mandatory. It's just a heads up to put it here.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm assuming the application for, to our onboarding department. Her name is Tamiri. She's our manager from us, from onboarding. So you'll be receiving information from her, like, what are the requirements and set up to for you to work, okay? At the moment, just as any company, we cannot like guarantee like, hey, you're from day zero right now working for him, we must pay you. We cannot. It's illegal to pay you if you're not an employee. So once we have you all ready to work, we'll let you know, hey, you're ready to work whenever whatever time it's good for you, we can set you up. So like just wait and like to be advised if any payment compliance and stuff. So we'll reach out back to you. John has my number if you had any questions. And yeah, it was nice to talk to you today, okay?
You as well, thank you.
All right, man. Have a good one and take care. Say bye to John for me.
Will do, thank you.
All right,
have
man.
A good one.
You
all right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.